Welcome to Healthcare IT Today. I'm John Lind, together with my colleague and friend, Colin Hung. The world of technology and healthcare ever-changing in new and novel ways, and that's why we love this stuff. So join us as we discuss the latest healthcare and health IT news, meshed together in new ways which help generate ideas and new perspectives. Plus, we'll have a little fun along the way. Today, we're going to be doing a recap of the HIMSS 2024 conference in Orlando. And be sure to follow the show on social media at the hashtag HITSM and our personal accounts at TechGuy and at Colin_Hung. Plus, check out our 18 years of health IT blog content at healthcareittoday.com. So have you recovered from the HIMSS haze, or we could call it the HIMSS sanity?
Choose your word. I'm still in it. Like, it is, I think I am now up to 1600 unopened emails or something, like, from just the time of being at HIMSS and Vive before that. And just, it's just bonkers.
I won't tell you how many emails I have opened and sitting in my inbox then, but it is bonkers, right? The Vive HIMSS back-to-back is a bit brutal. I think that was a universal message from everyone. Even people that didn't do the back-to-back were like angry that they're so close together, and, you know, it does make it tough. You know, I heard one events person said I was made for this, and I'm like, you shouldn't be made for this, though. That's the whole point. Like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, I mean, I think back-to-back conferences are nothing new, right? This happens to us all the time in spring and the fall, and, you know, because sometimes you have like a clinical one that's back-to-back to an IT one, and, you know, that's understandable that they don't really care where they are, right? Because they don't interfere with one another. But having two digital health ones so close together is a little bit challenging. But even then, it wasn't their fault. It's just the fact that, you know, hey, being on the road for 3 weeks is kind of long. But hey, it was exciting to see everyone. It was exciting to see all these companies and check everything out. So definitely, you know, tired, but a good tired in the sense.
Yeah, I mean, it is exciting, and it's nice to see people, you know, twice in a row on the positive side, because then you can dive deeper in the second conversation often rather than just, hey, what's new? What's going on, right? You know, so if it's someone you really like, it's nice to be able to go deeper with them. So there was that, and it was fun, right? I mean, I think for nerds like us that love health IT, you know, it's like having Mecca twice in a row, which is pretty crazy and a lot of fun for us, you know, health IT nerds.
Absolutely. So John, let me ask, what was your main takeaway from this year's HIMSS 24?
I mean, so the conversation was certainly dominated by two things. One is the Change Healthcare breach, which is still being understood, right? Like, and it's going to have massive reverberations through the healthcare industry when it comes to backups, when it comes to reliability, when it comes to multiple pathways for things like revenue. And all those organizations that were like, just work with us and we'll take care of you, now are going to have to answer the question, okay, well, what happens when you go down? I want a second pathway. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of that, you know, but what's interesting is you're not seeing a lot of people pile on. And the reason I think that is happening is because when you talk to any of the health IT vendors, they're like, we're not going to pile on. That could be us next week. And so it's like, no one wants to be like, Change Healthcare, that's embarrassing. I can't believe you did that, because they know it could happen to them. So I'd say that would be the first one. The second one, of course, was AI everything. But I think that is what makes AI so beautiful, is that it can be applied to nearly everything in healthcare and all the technology solutions. AI can improve pretty much everything. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing. Someone did ask, are we burnt out on it? You know, are we tired of hearing AI? I think maybe we're tired of hearing talk about AI, but I don't think we're tired of hearing AI actually making our lives better.
Yeah, hard to argue with you there, John. I mean, the number one discussion point at HIMSS 24 was Change Healthcare, but not sort of the blame game of, oh, look at them, you know, how bad they were. It's more of like, boy, we really need to take a look at our you know, our processes, our activities, because that could be us. Yeah, you know, just by luck of the draw, it happened to be Change. The ramifications, as you talked about, you know, will definitely be big. I mean, everything from Congress looking at now the whole industry and the reliance, but also I think the realization that I spoke to a couple of CIOs that I bumped into at HIMSS, and they were saying that they thought they had mitigated their risk by going with multiple vendors in that particular space. But it turns out that those other vendors also used change a little bit in the background. So even though they had mitigated their risk by choosing multiple backends, the companies they chose, unbeknownst to them, or they didn't do the diligence to discover that they, in fact, were also using change. So what they thought was well handled was relatively risky. So I think that kind of opened some people's eyes. So to your point, I think people are now going, oh, we need to go a little bit deeper in our risk assessments.
Well, I met a guy who was CEO at a number of different companies, and he was kind of a free agent at HIMSS, like looking around, seeing what he wanted to do next. And it was fascinating because he was originally chief revenue officer. So he's a sales guy, became CEO, you know, that pathway. And as he was discussing, I was like, well, where do you want to do next? What are you looking at? He said, I think I might go back to sales. He said, I don't know if I want to take on the liability of being a CEO right now. And I was like, wow, that's a big change in mindset.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, that again, to your point, big ramifications for the industry. The other thing, the mind key takeaway, it's a little bit more of a marketing perspective, but I think the death knell of HIMSS is very premature. I think a lot of people were kind of thinking maybe this is are we going to see a continued downward slope of the HIMSS conferences? It is shrinking in size. Like, I will say that, like, the exhibit hall floor was a little bit smaller than it was in prior years, but just being on the floor, there just seemed to be more activity, more people. Now, you could argue, was it the right people? Is it the kind of people you want to meet at the conference? To me, that's sort of immaterial. The point was, there were a lot of people on that show floor. It was crowded. And there were people talking at the booths, animated. There was a lot of energy. And so regardless of what you think of the conference itself, I mean, there was no doubting that this one felt like an old HIMSS. And so I think anybody who was kind of looking to see if it was going to decline, I saw absolutely no evidence of that.
Yeah, you're right. I think maybe a few of the booths were a little smaller, so it wasn't taking up as much square footage. And I hear estimates are around 1,000 vendors, and at the peak it was like 1,300, as I recall. So, you know, a few companies have stopped coming. That's fine, and maybe they're smaller booths. But to your point, I knew that. Like, if you want HIMSS is back, like when I walked into the opening reception, and I remember going to that same place in the same Orlando Convention Center where they did it and thinking, man, this place is empty. I went in this time, like, this place is crowded. Now, to be fair, they had the music up too loud and we had to go to the lobby, and you know, that's another part of it. But when you went in there, you're like, wow, there are a lot of people. And now the same was true on the show floor. At the edges, I felt a little bad for some of the people on the edges that were, you know, there wasn't as much traffic, especially on the far side, didn't. But, you know, the other thing that I think helped with that, which was a change this year, was they put the interop showcase in the middle, and the security one was more centrally located as well. And I think that was driving a lot of traffic. You know, before it used to go to that edge and the interop people would hang out at the end and then, you know, not in the middle. And so I think that changed some of the flows too, and was a good change. Like, I think it you know, because it did feel very busy and a lot of good traffic.
So on that note, John, was there what companies stood out for you at HIMSS 24?
Yeah, ironically, you know, one of the companies that comes to mind was in that Netherlands, right? It was a little slower. And she, you know, I talked with Evidion, and they're like, actually, though, we've had great conversations because the people that come down here, you're able to do it without the hubbub and distraction and, I guess, squirrel, you know, oh, next shiny object. So anyway, I was really interested in what Evidion's doing, though, with all of their smart hospital technologies, their smart room technology, you know, with the digital whiteboard. Maybe I'm really interested in this because I had a little incident where I had to go to the ER myself and for my father-in-law. And I saw how valuable that information was. So to hear them taking it to that next level and learning about what they were doing, that was pretty cool. And, you know, it is interesting. A lot of it's getting put into new hospitals, and there's new hospitals being built, you know, by organizations. But, you know, they're also realizing, wait, this is actually really good. I should do this and retrofit some of my old hospitals as well with the technology. So that was one that was interesting. Another one that's fascinating that I've actually spanned multiple conferences now is Discern Health. You know, they're taking data and turning it into action. And, you know, we've talked about data, clean data, quality data. It's nice to see an organization that's taking data and making a meaningful impact on it and improving outcomes, you know, using the data. So I was impressed with them as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with some classics, right? I think Epic stood out, whether you agree for the reason.
Was it the size or the art?
Well, yeah, I mean, for that reason, you know, the arts was great. But also just, again, just watching and looking at their booth, lots of activity, lots of things being discussed there. My chart was a big topic of discussion, just kind of hearing and listening to what was going on there. So they stood out, I mean, as they always do, right? A lot of customers there were there. Another company that stood out for me was, I just forgot the name off the top of my head. I have a beautiful booth. LK. LK was there, and they had a big booth and had some really good conversations going on with their solutions. But the one that really, really stood out for me was Best Buy. Like, just seeing the activity there, hearing from their people. I mean, I got to be honest, the first few times I met with Best Buy, when the people I spoke to, they really didn't truly understand healthcare. They were more tech people. But this time when I was talking with them in the booth, boy, these are like former physicians. These are former nurse practitioners. They had a lot of tech people there. They just seemed to now have their act together. And they just had the right people at HIMSS. And it was really interesting to see how they're positioning what they're doing in the remote patient monitoring world and all the things that they're collaborating on. I thought that was really, they stood out. And of course, I have to give a shout out to the folks at Clinical Architecture. I thought some of the things that they were doing and talking about, to your point, John, about data and the importance of it, their booth grew in size this year. They were a much larger presence. And I think that's a reflection of their business. It's just growing because the need for data is so important, and clean data, normalized data, good data, data quality, as Charlie Harp always talks about. That to me was a company that stood out on the floor.
Yeah. Well, and Charlie won our person you most want to have a cheesecake with award at the Healthcare IT Today community celebration, because he is so fascinating. So I look forward to having cheesecake with him one day. But, you know, there was one that, you know, a category, maybe two categories that were interesting to me too, which that was around hosting providers. You know, for a long time, we built our own data centers. We needed it on site. Epic had to be in our data center. I wasn't going to try. And to be fair, Epic hadn't embraced it either, right? Epic was like, we want you on site as well. Well, that shift has happened now towards, hey, I need to host this. And guess what? It better be reliable. I heard just last night about an outage in California that took down Epic across, you know, a bunch of places in California. And, you know, you realize, wow, our business continuity plan and who we choose to host with really, really matters. So, you know, I saw Rackspace, who's just kind of stormed the Epic hosting side of things and become one of the biggest, you know, hosters of Epic out there, and you know, seeing what they're doing and how they're bringing in, like you said, the expertise of someone who has implemented and hosted Epic in Kaiser and other big organizations, right? Yeah, that's interesting. Keystone Technologies is another one that's interesting in that space, you know, that's, you know, providing that Epic hosting. And they have an interesting novel approach, which was fascinating, because they also do, you know, your legacy applications or your legacy EHRs, and they can host those as well in their data archives. So it's interesting. They can host your EHR and all the legacy stuff, which is an interesting balance. I hadn't seen anyone kind of bridge those two gaps together too. But, you know, it just becomes so important if we're moving to the cloud that we do it in the right way. You know, I did a session at Dell Technologies booth, you know, where we were talking about some of these details, and they're like, people think that if you move to the cloud, it's going to be easier. And in some ways it is. But in a lot of ways, you still need the deep expertise. Otherwise, you run into you just run into different challenges than you would if you were on-prem.
Yeah, and I got to give another shout out just quickly. I remembered the name of the company now. So LG, I went to their booth and checked out some of their new workstations. And they had a pretty innovative in partnership with Improvata, and where you could basically tap the badge to the device and it would power on, and it would load all, know who you were and load you where you last left off. And so what they're saying that this was going to be a huge workflow improvement, you know, as someone, you know, went from one workstation to another, you just hit your badge on there. It knew who you were. It logged you in securely. And it's such a small thing. Like you think, oh, like, of course we should be doing that. But it was just to see it and you can look at that and go, ah, totally can see how that would be very powerful and very useful in the clinical setting. So something as small as that was impressive, just to see that kind of integration being done and those kinds of companies working together.
Yeah, I'll throw one other quick category is the interoperability providers. Mm. It's amazing how many are sending billions of transactions now, right? And, you know, obviously the interoperability showcase is continuing to evolve. But to me, it's more about how these partners are coming together to solve real problems and that data is really being shared. So, you know, to me, I don't care so much about the showcase myself, but I care about the, you know, hearing the numbers of how many transactions they're actually sharing across them. You know, those networks are building out and the sharing is happening at a much faster rate than it seemed like in the past.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Healthcare IT Today with John Lin and Colin Hung. Today, we're discussing the recently completed HIMSS24 conference in Orlando, Florida. John, what was something that wasn't talked about at the event that maybe you thought should have been?
I mean, I think you could always use more patience, right? Like, it's a tough thing as a conference organizer to get patience, but I would have loved to see a little more investment in kind of that patient voice. Sure, you hear some, right? And there were some amazing advocates there. The double Graces, Grace Cordovano, Grace Vinton were there, right? You know, there were some, right? But, you know, I think that voice is still somewhat missing from it. You know, to me, it felt like the government side of things was a little less this year. And maybe it's because no big regulations dropped. They already dropped it at the ONC meeting in December, or you know, I think there was one in January as well. So, you know, maybe that's why it felt that way. I know that, they were doing sessions and a few things like that. But I don't know, the government regulation side of things seemed a little lighter than usual. And, I would have expected more given the HTI one and the interoperable, the API rules, the prior auth rules, like all this, you know, that's happening. Certainly within that, we had some of that conversation, but I was surprised I didn't, at least, and maybe it's just my experience. And, you know, I know they sent out a list of sessions they were talking at that I didn't make it to, but, you know, so I don't know, those are two that maybe stood out to me.
Yeah. I gotta say, you know, for me, the topic that wasn't spoken about that maybe should have gotten some coverage was around remote patient monitoring for me. I mean, only other than Best Buy Health, I didn't see it mentioned barely at all by people. Not that it, maybe it should, I don't think it should have been front and center. I don't think it's the hot topic or anything, but I was just surprised that it was not more prevalent, given, you know, how much we are starting to talk about hospital at home and care outside the four walls. It just seems that RPM is sort of isn't necessary to power all that, but there really wasn't a lot of talk about that. There were a couple of vendors that I saw that were in that space, but the majority, it was pretty quiet on that front. There were also some topics that, you know, you could argue whether they should have been talked about, but definitely weren't on display. One was telehealth. Didn't see very much around telehealth at all. Didn't really see a lot around identity management, and other than what Improvata was doing, didn't really see a lot of that kind of stuff happening. And also didn't really see a lot around, I'll call it a visualization. I know last year at HIMSS, I seem to remember just bumping into a whole bunch of companies that are doing lots of really cool and interesting things around data visualization and new ways to represent data. This year was all about the level below that. It was about cleaning the data and making it more usable and interoperable, and that, which was great, but just didn't see a lot of the layer on top, which I had thought I remember seeing in 23.
That's a good point. I didn't remember seeing many analytics, you know, solutions as well. The telehealth seems somewhat embedded. So, you know, Avidion had some telehealth embedded, which is kind of a version of remote patient monitoring in the hospital rooms and stuff. So I saw a few of them that where it was embedded, but you're right, you know, like I didn't see a big Teladoc presence or Amwell or, you know, some of them, you know, maybe they were there and I just missed them, but there wasn't that same buzz that you would have had on that. So yeah, that is interesting. I did see quite a few RCM vendors, you know, they had smaller presences, you know, and there was a lot of talk about that, which ironically, I would have thought maybe it wouldn't be, it would be saved for, you know, an HFMA or some other event like that. But, you know, I think revenue is such top of mind. We still did see quite a few people there that were having that discussion.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, one of the sessions that I went to, the joke of things that weren't talked about was anything related with blockchain. You know, that was sort of abundant.
That was a grateful that wasn't talked about.
Yeah. I think that was the joke. Right. Now, thankfully, I think we've gotten a little smarter, right, than that. I still remember, you know, to your point earlier, John, AI was sprinkled like pixie dust across everything over the last few years. But the last, you know, this year has been particular, the AI was much more focused, much more practical, and therefore a lot more welcomed, right? It wasn't just sort of something that was a sales, you know, or marketing phrase on a banner somewhere. This was real and tangible and lots of really interesting applications for that. So let me ask you this final question, John. Like, what was your favorite booth, session, party? You know, who stood out for you on that side of the house?
I mean, on the party side, of course, I'm biased to ours. But setting that aside, you know, Meditech was hopping. Like, you know, I had to crash in a little. You know me. I got to find my friends and find my way in. No, they were really welcoming. But I was amazed, like, you know, how many of their customers and their partners were there, and and they put on a great event. So, you know, kudos to them for really taking care of their community. So that was awesome. You know, I think, interestingly, their session was awesome as well. You know, they did one with Google Cloud, and then they had the CEO of one of their customers on stage talking about the solution. And I didn't remember seeing a lot of CEOs from healthcare organizations there. Occasionally on a keynote or something, you might get it. So seeing them on the main stage talking about, you know, a tech company, an EHR vendor, and a health system, you know, coming together to collaborate was, I liked that. And I wish that we'd see more of that, you know, because HIMSS is about the partnerships. It's, you know, they call it the boat show for a reason. It's all the partners talking with partners, right? And so, you know, I would love to see more of featuring the partnerships that are happening and what came out of the partnerships and who's doing what within it. I think that's an opportunity that's maybe a little missed, because I think it's HIMSS selection process for it. You know, the way they select it doesn't really feature those vendors as much usually. And to be fair, you know, these CIOs need their partners and they need to know what's going on with them. So, you know, I really enjoyed seeing that partnership on stage.
Yeah, I had my family down in Orlando, so I wasn't able to go as many parties as I normally would go. I did go to the Meditech one for a little bit. I went to the Improvata one as well. Both of those hopping, lots of people, interesting conversations. So kudos to both of them for putting on a great event. Also, proximity-wise, very close, which was very nice. I also managed to go to the LK event, which was held in the Hyatt there. They had a nice soiree. And, you know, I have to say, I got to give a shout out to that leadership team at LK. Whenever I go to, I've been to a couple of their events now, and every time I go, they're like, "Colin, you know, do you need some food? I know you walk around a lot. You know, you probably don't get to eat lunch. You know, did you get some food? Let me get you a plate." Like, and seriously, the CEO brought me a plate of food. Like, now I know he's like that. For any of you who know him, he's just like that. He's very, very generous, but just like, amazing, right? Like that kind of hospitality, and that kind of was present at the entire event. It was just so helpful to talk with the LK folks, and really great to know them. And to your point, they had a lot of partners there, and talking with their partners. So that was really cool. One of the things that I noticed coming out of this HIMSS was there were a lot of more in-booth events that happened this year. So there were a lot of people having happy hours and things while the show was still on. So rather than making people go somewhere else, which is a little bit inconvenient at the Orange County Convention Center, there were a lot of people doing things in event. Kairos had a really good event at their booth. Their booth itself was pretty noticeable to me. And The other booth that stood out for me was Arcadia's booth. It was a black booth in a sea of white and blue, right? Lit up really well, very vibrant in colors. I made a comment on that on the Sway Health article, but to me, that was the best designed booth of Hims was the Arcadia one.
It's interesting you mentioned the Kairos booth, because across from them, and I don't even know who the company is, so I can't even shame them, but they had this, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but like maybe rated PG-13 or, you know, music videos playing. And supposedly it was playing on repeat. So they were the same ones. I felt bad for them. But you know, I looked at it. I was talking to someone in the Kairos booth, and I looked over and was like, what's the pornography up there? it made no sense. It didn't fit in. Like I said, I don't even know who the company was, but yeah, it was just really odd to have this like music video playing, and you're like, where am I at? Like, is this the adult show, or is this Hims? Like, so anyway, that was a little off. And did you make it down? I don't know if you saw this. It was at the far end. But it's, and I forget the name of it, but it's a city in Saudi Arabia that they're building. They had, I wouldn't even say it's a booth. It's more like they built a city in the exhibit floor that you went in. And it was like extraordinary. I didn't quite get, I mean, maybe they were trying to attract some healthcare. The lady pitched it really well. She, you know, and hey, we want to attract healthcare people to come to Saudi Arabia, to this amazing new community that we're building. So I kind of get it. But anyway, the booth was incredible, even if I didn't understand why it was at Hims.
No, there were definitely a lot of booths that stood out. I mean, that one in particular was very interesting. And although you're right, it's like, I think obviously it was to promote the city. That was kind of cool. But there were a lot of others. Athena's Health's booth was amazing. Actually, I have to say Oracle's booth was actually pretty impressive as well. But I recapped a couple of them on that other article, so you can go check that out on Sway Health. One thing I do have to say though, John, which the best giveaway, everyone always asks me that. I have to say this year, I saw so many of Clinical Architecture's InfoMonster around the hall, clipped to people's backpacks, sitting on people's shoulders. I mean, that thing was everywhere. So kudos to them for having the most popular giveaway at Hims. It was just everywhere. So in fact, they were one of the few people I spoke to at the end of the conference who literally ran out of the giveaway. They didn't have any sort of to give away at the end. They had given them all out, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was a little sad. My son wanted me to get a dog. He said, bring a dog home. He wanted a real dog, but I was trying to find a fake one, right? So I could at least, you know, bring him a dog. And no one was giving away a dog. I was really disappointed. At least I couldn't find anyone. So, you know, I have to say, you know, my kids are spoiled since we go to so many conferences. But, a sad note, I couldn't find a dog. But my son's disappointed I didn't bring him a dog. Another event that was really cool was actually the Inner Systems. They hosted the New England Hims chapter. And that was hopping. And, a great group of community is great for Inner Systems to support the local community because they're out of Boston as well. So, yeah, lots of good people there. You know, I stumbled upon it and got lucky, right? You know, that's one of those beautiful things of Hims is you kind of walk around and you stumble upon it, and then you end up spending an hour and a half there, and you have a great time. So yeah, that was a big one for me.
Hey, well, that brings us to the end of another episode. And thanks to all of you who tuned in to this episode of Healthcare IT Today. You can find more details about our show by checking out the programs page on healthcarenowradio.com. And please share your voice and engage with the community at healthcareittoday.com. and on social media using the hashtag HITSM. I'm Colin Hung, along with my friend and health IT collaborator, John Lin. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.